I talk with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I ask His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. Or He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast at His way and His love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above, to the far distant shore. Many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love, I know. Through the valley of death, I've been led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and alone. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast in His way and His love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me from the heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast in His way and His love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast in His way and His love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above.
Jesus, I'm quite singing loud and oblique. Willkommen zu der selbigen Stunde.
Drum blick nur auf ihn, denn der Vater geschickt,
der einst auch für die Wartung. Sie sind der Sieg, weil Jesus am Kreuz den Glauben erblickt. Wer hat zu derselbigen Stund? O, hat nicht an Jesus getragen die Schuld, gebisset am Kreuz auch für dich. O, floss nicht sein Blut voller Wahn der Hut zur Erlösung für dich und für mich.
Sie sind der Sieg,
Wer Jesus am Kreuz sehen, Glauben erblickt, wer halt zu derselbige Stund. Dein Weinen und deine Gebete sind nicht, wodurch du mit Gott wirst versehnt. Das Blut deines Heilands befreit von Gericht, ist der mit Gnade gekränkt. Sie sind der Sieg, wer Jesus am Kreuz sehen Glauben erblickt, wer halt zu der selbige Stund. O zweifle nicht länger, o glaube es gewiss, du hast nun sonst nichts mehr zu tun. Dein Jesus ertrat auch für dich in den Riss, in ihm kannst du selig mich ruhen. Sie sind der Sieg, wer Jesus am Kreuz sehen Glauben erblickt, der Heil zu derselbige Stund. There's a happy land of promise over and the great beyond, where the saved and virtue shall soon in glory share, where the soul of man shall enter and live forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy over there. We will shout and sing its praises. Everybody will be happy over there. Mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers will be singing round the throne in that land where no one ever knows a care. And the Christian of all ages will join the triumph song. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy, over there. We will shout and sing God's praises. Everybody will be happy over there. We will hear nobody pray and no mourning in the land, and no burden there will be for us to bear. All the people will be singing glory, glory to the land. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy, over there. They will shout and sing its praises. Everybody will be happy over there. There will meet the one who saved us and who kept us by his grace and who brought us to that land so bright and fair. We will praise his name forever as we look upon his face. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy, over there. We will shout and sing his praises. Everybody will be happy over there. In the meantime, we gotta overcome. We gotta endure to the end. Don't believe that modern Christianity out there that they tell you. You gotta be in the fight. You're not in the fight. You can't win the race. It's just that simple. So have that overcoming. Have that endure to the end. Unbelieve all the stuff you hear from this modern Christianity I got out there. I know what the Bible says. We don't have a very soft message here. Mm-hmm. Well, our message is truth. And if you tell people the truth, believe you me, especially in this hour where truth is evil spoken of, you know. You tell people the truth, they'll run you out of town. They'll terrorize you. They'll do whatever it takes to shut you down. God grant it's the spirit of Satan.
After all his life is over, and the burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives them the faith that I can make it after all. By my sin comes many, and at times my feet grow weary, till it seems I almost stumble, then I fall. But the tender hand that leads me is the hand that keeps me steady, and my faith I know I'll make it after all. After all his life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all. By myself I cannot make it, but I know he's there to help me. He will hear my cry if only I will call. Just keep trusting, keep on believing. Are the words I hear him whisper, just a few more days to labor after all. After all his life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon a mountain top so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all. After all his life is over, and the burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all.
Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh,
what a Savior.
Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Matthew 25. And at midnight, Matthew 25, verse 6. can read the whole thing, but I want to pick up something here. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." I'll try a different translation. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, the bridegroom is here, come out to meet him." So mitternacht aber ward ein Geschrei, siehe der Bräutigam kommt, gehet aus ihm entgegen. Like at midnight. Well, we read it. I've read it hundreds of times. We heard it at church. At midnight there was a cry. So mitternacht ward ein Geschrei. But how many people take any time out to really investigate what this midnight cry is? Well, I didn't know back in the day when the Lord began to sober me up, to wake me up, told me, "Shame, I'm coming soon," and I took it serious. I went to investigate. I did a lot of investigating because I was like everybody else. I was, like it says in Revelation, inhabitants of the earth that become made drunk with the wine of that religious fornication. I was just like everybody else in there in that religious system. Not even aware of my surroundings, where I was spiritually speaking. I didn't know what this midnight cry was here. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." But the Lord sobered me up, and he waked me up, and then he put me on this journey, and throughout this, not taking this thing very serious. I didn't know, like I say, I didn't know what that shout was. It says, but at midnight there was a shout. Well, as I journeyed on, I knew I had a lost interest of the things of the world, and I set my face as a flint towards the things that has eternal value. And as time moved on, it just gave me more and more, and then eventually brought me to the ministry of Brother Brenham. And then under the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, I found out what that midnight cry was. Mm-hmm. Up until that time, I was clueless about the church ages, and now here we're putting out the things and we're explaining to the whole world exactly what that midnight cry was, right down to the T, what that shout was. And in order to say it, we got to find scripture. At midnight there was a shout. Well, behold, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout. Well, as time as we journeyed on this thing, like I say, we were just as ignorant as everybody else. But we sobered up. The Lord woke us up, and he brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham, and then to Brother Jackson. Through that ministry, we found out what that midnight cry was. It's the middle, at midnight of what? Well, it's the middle of the church age of Laodicea. I didn't know nothing about no church age. But as we journeyed on and the Lord began to reveal some things to us and to show us what actually happened in the last 2,000 years ever since the Grace Age, and here we found out that he divided the Grace Age into seven church ages. And we happened, and you can find it all in the book of Revelation and the church age of Ephesus and the church age of Smyrna. On and on it goes, and now here we are in the last church age and the church age of Laodicea. And then we found out what that midnight cry was. And the middle of the church age of Laodicea. And we've said it over and over again, but you have to keep saying it over and over again because the world is asleep. They're drunk. Mm-hmm. We got to sober them up. They're drunk with that spiritual wine of that spiritual religious fortification that they're everybody surrounded with. These false churches, these false preachers, these false teachers. And see, I had to be sobered up, and I, the Lord brought me, like I say, he brought me to the ministry of the Laodicea church messenger. And time went on, we just carried, moved on, and we took it serious. I didn't fall asleep again. I did everything I could to stay awake. And as time went on, I found out, because the Lord spoke to me personally, that midnight there was a cry, and he let me know, and the middle of the church age of Laodicea was exactly back we've been saying over and over and over again. It happened in 1963. February 28th at 11 a.m. and the morning when these angels came down, and that shout happened. This is like saying, but at midnight there was a cry, and February the 28th, 1963 was the middle of the church age of Laodicea. That's when that shout happened. So I found that out, but I didn't find it by just going back to sleep. I had to pursue. I had to put my life on the line. I had to do what that guy did that found that pearl of great price. He sold everything. It cost me everything for the Lord before the Lord could put me on that journey. I had to give up everything. I had to go up against these thugs, these religious leaders, because as I journeyed on, the Lord kept giving me scripture after scripture and allowed me to see what that religious thing is out there. Let me to see that these preachers in the pulpit, they're nothing but Satan's agents. And people get turned off when we speak so plainly. But we have to speak plainly in this closing days of time because we're surrounded with all this evil, all this deception, and we talk so plain. And they think we're crazy. They think we're blaspheming it. They think we're talking about things that God is doing. No, we're exactly trying to wake up a world that's so deceived and so steeped in religion. And it's exactly what it says. The inhabitants of the earth that we can make drunk with that wine of that fornication. But anyway, at midnight, I'm not paraphrasing it now, February the 28th, 1963, there was a shout, just exactly like it says here. And the bridegroom is here, come out to meet him, and they put me in a... I heard that shout, I heard that word, when he woke me up 2 o'clock in the morning. And I just had to set my face as a flint. Heavenly Father, we want to give you thanks for this another day of life. We just pray you'll just continue to do it as you see fit. Help us to say the things, Lord, that you once said in these closing days of time. Help us to say them in such a way, Lord, that it'll resonate with the hearts of the people, because we don't have nothing from ourselves. We need to depend on you to, in these closing days of time, to say things exactly the way you want them said and with such a velocity, Lord, that it'll resonate in the hearts of the people, because, like I say, we don't have nothing. We want for your grace and your mercy, and we need your direction, and we need to be allowed you to guide us with that of your right, because we're talking to a whole world of people out there that are so steep in deception religion, and we have to be very careful. We don't want to say something, Lord, that'll be out of tune. We want to say exactly what you want us to say, and we want to say it in such a way, Lord, that it'll resonate with the hearts of the people. So I just pray you'll continue to do with us as you see fit. Lord, use us for your honor, for your glory, and I pray, Lord, you'll give that increase. Open the hearts of the people. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm. And like I say, when I first started this journey, I was clueless about no midnight. I was clueless about no shout. But like I say, we're putting these things out here for people that we did the heavy lifting. The Lord took us through this school. Now we have something to tell the people. And if you mock this is the end time message. And if you mock that, then you have nothing to look forward to. How can God help you if you keep on mocking and making fun of the things that we're saying and not taking it serious? See, when I heard that, that boy's come to me 2 o'clock in the morning saying I'm coming. I took it very serious, like I say. I lost the interest in the things of this world because I see the Lord was putting me on a journey which I had no idea where it's going to end up and what's going to happen, but I took it serious and then I wasn't taking it serious enough and he chopped my finger off and then I had to go spend the rest of the day in the hospital to get it sewed back on. And then I still wasn't very serious. Then he shut my foot off. And then I realized this thing is serious. I better take this thing very serious. Because if I'm going to end up 6 feet underground if I don't take it serious. Mm-hmm. That's how serious I was. And I took it very... And then I set my face as a flint. I didn't care what they did to me or how much they mocked me or anything like that. I just knew I got to take that serious or I'll just be another casualty along the road alive and I'll be put 6 feet under if I don't take this serious. That's why you and I, we're on this journey. Then we took it serious and the Lord allowed us to find the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson and we found out exactly what that midnight cry was. We're just translating it now into today's language so that even a child can understand. Mm-hmm. And October, and February the 28th, 1963, there was a shout. And we kept saying it over and over again. All you got to do is take your iPhone. That's why the Lord allowed all this information, all this knowledge, all this social media. So all you got to do, take your iPhone and just press in there Mystery Cloud. 1963 Life magazine, and there it'll explain everything what we're trying to tell you here. And then I found out that midnight was a crime. It was in February 20, 1963, and I found out that in 1906, through the ministry of Brother Branham, I found out that 1906 was the beginning of the church age of Laodicea. Mm-hmm. Like I say, it's all divided into the seven church ages. And here, 1906 was the beginning of Laodicea. 1963 was the middle. And then October the 15th, 2021 was the end of the church age of Laodicea. That ends the grace age. Right then and there. October the 15th, 2021. And then just by investigating everything and knowing what we know through these two great men that brought out all this information to us, then we found out that the grace age ends October the 15th, 2021. And then there's seven more years left. After that, from there on, you can count 7 years. And then there's 30 days to the day of the Lord, and then there's 45 days for the separation of the goats and the sheep, and then the millennium sets in. It's just that simple. We got the program, we did the heavy lifting, and we found it out, and we're now teaching the whole world that's steeped in religion to tell them the truth. That's all we're doing. And if you reject that, what we're telling you here, there's only one place for you to go, because it's saying, you reject that, there's no more help for you, because we're trying to teach everything that we went through. We did it for you people out there that sometimes listen, sometimes they don't, and they don't like what we have to say, because the things we have to say are very hard for people to accept, because, like I say, they're so steeped in religion, they're so steeped in deception, that for us to come along and now tell them the truth is a pretty hard thing to digest, especially the hour we're living in, where truth will be evil spoken of. Black will be called white, and white will be called black. And we found out what that gray horse rider was. We found out in the church age of Laodicea that gray horse was riding, and that gray horse represented exactly what the church age of Laodicea has become. They're blind, they're naked, they're lukewarm, they're neither hot nor cold, they're just everything that the book of Revelation explains about the church age of Laodicea. So why would I go to something that did, to something that people that are blind, to people that are miserable, why would I go to them for advice? And that's the only information that these people out there can do, these deceiving churches out there can give you, more of the same misery that they're in. Just that simple. And then God said, I counsel of thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. And we said it over and over. That gold that's tried in the fire is the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jack. He said, and the fact that you have to buy it, if you as much as let people know that you're on board with Sam and Lorraine, that you believe that prophet, that you believe Brother Branham, that you believe Brother Jack, I tell you, you're going to have to pay for it with your life, because you'll be terminated. You'll be ousted. You'll be terrorized, just like we were. But That's just the fact of the matter, you know. And mm-hmm. We can't change the word. We cost us so much to find it. And now that we found it, we're going to put it out there, just like Martin Luther back in the day when he found it, just shall live by faith. That old Catholic demon, that old Pope, they started rearing up, and they tried to put him out of commission. And they would have burned him at the stake. But see, the Lord came on the scene, and that German government protected Martin Luther so that Pope of Rome could not kill him. Otherwise, he'd have done what he did with John Huss and all these people. But the time was for the scripture to be fulfilled, the just shall live by faith. And if you had as much as identified with Martin Luther and his teaching, you were branded. You were pretty much put in the outs. And the same thing with Brother Branham. When you were identified with the ministry of your day, back in the days of Brother Branham, you were looked on, and at the end of the Brother Branham's ministry, he didn't have that many people supporting him. They all went back to the world or wherever. And then the same thing happened with Brother Jackson. And here we are. We're just finishing off the finishing touches to what happened in the Great Age, and we're telling people exactly. If you can keep listening to us long enough, you'll find out exactly what happened in the Great Age ever since the church, the birth of the church back in the early church did. You're going to hear exactly what that prophetic ministry was supposed to do, the ministry of Brother Brennan, to turn us back to the apostolic faith of the fathers, because throughout the Dark Age, everything was lost. The Catholic Church tried to divert it, to water it down, and did exactly what the Bible talks about. And we're just bringing it out. What people went through for the last 2,000 years, we're just putting it out here condensed, you know. But we're telling you the truth. It's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. If you look at the Laodicea Church Hour in that parable in Matthew 25, that pertains to the Laodicea Church mm-hmm. Hour for those five foolish and those five wise.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you will go through the pouring out of the Spirit and the beginning of the church age of Laodicea, you mm-hmm. had Azusa Street, you had like speaking in tongues and the gift of the Spirit. They were all lost when the church went into the Dark Ages, when they lost baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All these gifts and everything was being taken from mankind because of they lost that Godhead, that real picture of the water baptism that the early church had. And then God was bringing it out with them. It started with the Reformation, and you come to the 1900s with Azusa Street. That's where God, the gifts of the Spirit were poured out again. Because just like they had in the early church. And now, as time went on, everything went to sleep. Because it says here, they all slumbered and they all slumbered and slept.
Mm-hmm.
Until that at midnight, there was a cry made. That cry was made when Brother Brenham went out to Sabina Canyon. That midnight cry was there to waken people up, to wake up those sleeping virgins,
mm-hmm.
and five of them they woke up and they started preparing themselves for the coming of the Lord, and the five they just kept on being asleep spiritually speaking.
Mm-hmm.
They were not they did not have oil in their lamps. That oil is a revelation, and if you don't pursue that, like we, that's why we pursue these things. When I read my Bible and I wanted to know what all that means. I read at midnight there was a cry and I was wondering what all this pertains to. It wasn't until I came to the ministry of Brother Brennan. That's when I realized and I was given the understanding what that midnight was. At midnight there was a cry. It was made to open up people's for them to get a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ so that they can prepare for going in when that rapture comes. And that's what that all pertains to. And that's what God brought us out to prepare us for that rapture so that we are not like those foolish virgins that didn't have oil in their lamps. That's why you need to really be sober and vigilant in order not to be sidetracked
mm-hmm.
with all these diversions out there in the world, in the church world. Like people will really try to put you on a guilt trip why you don't go to church, because the churches tell the people that there's really something great gonna happen this year,
mm-hmm.
But nothing really great ever happens. The great that really happened was at midnight there was a cry in 1963, where Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, was being revealed, for you to buy that gold tried in the fire, and that have on that eye salve, that the shame of your nakedness does not appear. That nakedness is basically people that have not gotten a revelation of what God has done in this day and hour. Like, you can talk to a lot of these the people that sit in these churches, they are clueless what mm-hmm. happened in 1963. Even if you do tell them, they just they cannot seem to grasp it.
Amen to that. Even the people that are sitting under Brother Branham for years, and then we talk to them about Brother Jackson, and you're a stranger amongst your own people. Mm-hmm. I thought, went out to Washington on this funeral, and these people out there, they're completely oblivious that God even used Brother mm-hmm. Jackson to continue on with the program. That Eddie Biskel, he's got them so deceived and so deluded that they think he's got them so convinced that they think he's the successor to Brother Jack, Brother Branham. And here we found out that Brother Jackson is the successor to Brother Branham. And we went on that wagon and we got more and more revelation. See, it's a journey. And it started back in the early 90s when the Lord spoke to me. I know he spoke to me. And over the years, the Lord has time and time again he spoke to me. And then he told me to go up against these Hutterite preachers and expose them for what it is. Because it says in the Word, exposing the unfruitful works of darkness. And Jesus was sent to destroy the works of Satan. And what was the works of Satan in his hour? It was the scribes and his Pharisees. And bit by bit, he began to take the wraps off, because at first he told his disciples, if your righteousness does not exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees, there's absolutely no way that you can enter in. And they had the people so deceived that they are the people for the hour. Jesus just came on and took the wraps off them. And then finally in Matthew 23, he went out, told them, you're the father of the devil, and woe unto you. And he took the wraps off. And a few days later, what they did, they just got the people so worked up and got that mob going that they all shouted to crucify him. Crucify him. That's the work of these religious zealots. These Pharisees are still around today. And these pulpits, as soon as I went up and challenged them, guess what they did? They got that old colony all worked up. This guy's no good. We gotta get rid of him. And they did exactly this like a mob. Back exactly what they did back in the days of Jesus. And they got rid of him, and here the same thing happened. God always has a vessel, God always has a voice, and I began to speak the things that the Lord told me to speak. Go up and expose these preachers for exactly what they are. They're nothing but agents of Satan. And when I began to speak like that, oh man, I tell you what, there was a lucky of horse, and somebody's going to have to give in, and I know I'm not going to compromise. So eventually, at the end of the day, you're going to get ousted and you're going to be terminated. But see, the Lord always has an open door. Mm-hmm. I just kept moving on, and then they just kept plugging the holes like they did back in the days of Isaac. They just kept plugging his wells, and God, what Isaac did, he just moved on to the next county. That's what I did. I just kept moving on and moving on. Everywhere they plugged the holes, and then when I went to this outfit, they would plug the holes there, and then I just kept moving on, because he set us before us an open door, and here, lo and behold, I found out that God sent the prophet here in the closing days of time. Then I found out exactly what that midnight cry was, because I wasn't about to give up. I wasn't about to cave in. I just continued on, and eventually the Lord gave me the revelation of it. February 28, 1960, that was the middle of Laodicea. And once I knew that, I knew everything by the scripture exactly where we are in time. That's all I ever wanted to know. I wanted to know where we are in time, and then I found out where February 28, 1990 was the middle of the Church Age of Laodicea. I knew Church Age of Laodicea began in 1906. I knew the ending of it was in October 15, 2021. And I knew by reading the Bible and by getting myself informed and sobered up, I found out there's only 7 years left after that. And then the Lord sets up his millennium reign. It's just that simple. And we're now here, the last leg of the journey. And if you reject that, then you make fun of it and you mock it, and tell you what, there is only one place for you to go. That's out to hell and death. It's just that simple. I know we're top and plain, because we have to wake up a people that's so steeped in religion and so deceived and so monetized that you can't even get inside with. God, like I say, you'll see in the last days, evil will be called good, good will be called evil, and the truth will be evil spoken of. That is the environment we're living in today. That's why we spoke so plainly. You have to speak plainly. And I know it offends a lot of people, but we don't care. As long as you can wake up a people, and as long as we can stay in course. And if we compromise and we start watering things down, we'll just become another casualty along the road of life, like everybody else does that starts compromising. But see, we have a job to do, and we intend to be faithful to the end. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. And things can't go on that much longer, because I was thinking today about the parable for the fig tree mm-hmm. that Jesus talks about in Luke 21. It says, I'll read it just to let people know that, you know, these things can't be pushed off much longer. It says in Luke 21, verse 29, behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own self that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Now these things happened, they started happening in the 1900s. When God started working with the Jews again. You can see in the declaration there in 1917, you can see when Israel became a nation in 1948. And that's when that fig tree started. Behold the fig tree and all tree. Israel became a nation again. It became God. It had received its identity again. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called the fig tree. And then all these other nations, they started having their identity as well. And you can see that how God slowly worked with the Jewish people. And the miracle war, they got territories back that they hadn't had back for a long time. And then that is that fig tree. Israel is that fig tree. And it says, this generation will not pass mm-hmm. away. So the generation that has seen these things that are part of that, seeing that fig tree come about, mm-hmm. this generation will not pass away. Now, if you push it off, let's say, people will say, oh, there's still lots of time. But it says this generation will not pass away, and that's all part of that generation that was in that midnight cry. That at midnight there was a cry made, and people that know about the ministry of Brother Jacks and Brother Brenham, if a lot of people are gonna die off, and they will not realize what God has done in this mm-hmm. day and hour if this generation would pass away.
See, the interesting thing, I was born just before that thing was signed. 1 year before, I was born 1947, and then the Lord woke me up, and I'm coming soon, and then I found out all these things, and I realized, I'm going to be here, I'm going to be this generation. If I pass away, all these things will happen. These things will happen in my generation, because mm-hmm. this generation will not pass away. If I pass away, then I'm already living over my 70, I'm already 78, I'm mm-hmm. already living on borrowed time, so it's not that far off. If it's less, and then we found out that the midnight cry, we found out that that 2021 was the beginning of the 7 year period, and after that you can come in right after the 2028, that's it. But then between there's a rapture, before that there's a rapture, and before that all these things, there's that tribulation, and all that happens here, within a few years or so. That rapture can happen as soon as they kill those two witnesses in Israel. And you can see, God, what's happening now in Israel, it's the restoring of Israel. It's the restoring of all things. God is giving Israel that land back that he gave to Abraham. And they got to build their temple, and all these things are just happening. They're just, that war in Israel is just preparing for the coming of the Lord. It's just preparing for the building of the temple. It's just restoring of all things. Jesus Christ, he is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And as of October the 15th, 2021, that Jesus Christ went off the seat of mercy, and he went on, and he is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's why we unite, and we can sit so comfortable when we see what these tubs, these dirty, rotten politicians are doing, because at the end of the day, God's going to remove them, and he's going to get things ready for the millennium, and it'll take 1,000 years to take everything back to where it was before the fall of Adam and Eve, because before Satan took over the planet. And his days are numbered, and his days are up in 2028. It's just that simple, because we found it out by finding that scripture, behold, at midnight there was a cry.
That's simple.
We're just putting it out there, condensed and true to the matter, and all you got to do is believe it, because if you can't believe it, then the Lord cannot take you into that rapture, cannot take you on, because if you mock the very thing that can help you, you think God's going to do anything for you? No, you sit down at the, and you can't mock us enough, and but see, that's okay, it doesn't bother us none, it's just... It just seals your demise. You can go out and mop it if you want, but it doesn't affect us none. Because the only thing, only person it affects you and your family and your whole household. Because you're rejecting the very thing that can help you. And we're not, we're just ordained of God to put it out there for you. Like I say, we did a heavy lifting. We did all that so people can have an understanding of this end time that we're out there. Just like that Charlie Kirk. He had a job to do, and he got the whole world riled up, and they're all working, and getting prepared for the coming of the Lord, and get them out of deceiving colleges where the communists and the Chinese have been infiltrated these colleges to brainwash the youth. And here comes this Charlie Kirk, and he's just opening it up for people that can see reality for what it is, that these people are just out there to deceive them. And God has a way, and he got moved on you and me to do this here thing for the coming of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord, and we just know that at midnight there was a cry made, and that midnight happened in 1963, and we're just letting people know what you've done in this great day and hour, because the Son of Man was being revealed. The Lord Jesus Christ was being revealed and made alive in this church hour. So we just want people to experience and to know the greatness that you've done in this day and hour through the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. And the bridegroom will come, Lord, and those that have made themselves ready will be able to enter in, and those that have not made themselves ready will not be able to enter in, Lord. So we just pray, Lord, that you'll give us the grace, Lord, to continue on, Lord, to overcome these things in our lives, Lord, so that we can too be prepared for your coming. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.